Blog Talk Radio.
And what's going on, everybody? I am LeVar Evans. You are tuned into the 411 Lounge, and I'm very happy to have as my guest this evening someone who I think it stands at the upper echelon when it comes to the world of adult entertainment at this time. And Fort Worth born, she's been in the business since around 2002. And if you don't know the name Jessie Jane, if you've seen her face, you know exactly who she is before. You've seen her also in a lot of mainstream work. You've seen her in quite a few movies on television and shows such as HBO's Entourage, on Showtime's Family Business. She's also appeared in what she said is her favorite band, Drowning Pools, on the cover of one of their albums, as well as in their video, Step Up. Been in videos for Robbie Williams, Kid Rock, and she just launched a series of things that hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about tonight, one of which is a brand new Fleshlight. If you don't know what that is, you'll have to look it up yourself, or she'll probably tell you. Another one is also her own brand of tequila, and she is also starring in a brand new movie in which it, if you know the tradition of Digital Playground, you know that they crank out movies that are heavily nominated each year, and I think that when you see this one, it will be no different, and I actually am going to predict, and no one is telling me to say it, but after seeing it, I actually think that she will probably see a nomination for it, as well as some of her castmates in the new movie, Fighters. If you haven't seen it, go out and definitely get it. And as I said, the movie is from Digital Playground, whom she is contracted to. And before I go any farther, and if I forget it tonight, special thanks to Jennifer at Digital Playground for helping us out so much and kind of getting everything smooth over in regards to getting this interview off the ground. And while I'm awaiting Jessie to join us here, I would also say that you can find Jessie online on Twitter at JessieJane, at JessieJane on Twitter, and then at her website, JessieJane.com. And I guess I'll throw in the plug for us. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter, on Facebook at News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar Evans, and on Twitter at News Comment DTR. That's at News Comment DTR. And if you go to our site, we will post the latest in regards to links to our shows, information, news, entertainment, and some occasional comments by yours truly, whether it's warranted or not warranted. But as I said, Jessie, if you don't know the name, you definitely know the face, and she is perhaps, I guess, if you CNBC in an interview earlier this year called her the face of modern porn. Now, you know, a lot of people, when they think the adult entertainment industry, even if you aren't familiar with it, you know of certain names, certain stars. But Jessie is one of those in which I think she's quickly growing to be a force in both and quite successful in both. And we'll talk about that tonight as well as kind of get, you know, her feedback on her start and everything else that's kind of going on in the life of Jessie Jane as it is. So we will be quite excited to talk about that. But like I said, if you definitely want to check out all the stuff that Jessie's doing, go and check her out over at her website, jessiejane.com. And also, I'll give a plug, even though they didn't ask for it, and I'll give it to them anyway, at Digital Playground. And they're at www.digitalplayground.com. And that is where you can see all of the previews of the new movies, and you can actually catch probably a preview of the Fighters movie, also in that movie with Jessie. is, I guess we would all say, the regular cast of characters such as Caden Cross, Stoya, B.B. Jones, Riley Steele, Vicky Chase, Eric Everhart, Tommy Gunn, Scott Nails, Manuel Ferreira, Charles Dera. List goes on and on and on. But I watched the other night. I think it clocks in a little bit under 3 hours, 2 hours and 58 minutes. But it's one of those movies that once you start watching it, it goes pretty quick and you get really engrossed into the storyline. And I guess I'm not going to hide the title of it, because when you look at it, she's wearing a pair of boxing gloves, and I think she'll also pretty much talk about, you know, her role in it and training for it and what she kind of had to go through, and how it was probably really a career-defining role for her, yet in a career that really, that's reaching now a decade, is still a young career, especially for her in this industry. So really excited to talk about all that. And I did say the tequila, which I'm hoping I get the name correct. It is a new tequila, or her own tequila, that she has. It is called Diosa. I'm going to be so long on that, and she can probably correct me, but let's hoping that that is the correct name. I know I looked it up and checked and double-checked, but sometimes it could be wrong, but we'll definitely go for that as well. You know, I'm thinking that hopefully she didn't get too caught up in the Rangers St. Louis game, which is actually, as we're talking, is still ongoing, Game 6 of the World Series tonight, and it is what was a tight one, but I think Texas is starting to pull away. So like I said, she's from Fort Worth. I think now she's back in Oklahoma City, and for those of you that follow her on Twitter, I think that's actually where she will be joining us from tonight. And like I said a little while ago, is that she launched a brand new toy, and I think you heard a lot about it in the news as well, Fleshlight, which is kind of like a molded part of, you know, their anatomy, but kind of in a, looks like a flashlight. And recently in the news, there was also something in which Lindsay Lohan was offered about $1 million for them to do their own Fleshlight. I think I almost wonder what she would probably think about a Lindsay Lohan Fleshlight. I know hers just hit the market probably like no more than like a couple of months ago. So you can look that up as well. But and Jesse, like I said, has done everything mainstream, adult, or, you know, not only just XXX, but also with Playboy TV. If you haven't seen her, she was the host of Playboy TV's Night Calls. And she's hosted other things on VH1, Q4, a ton of different hosting duties, CTV, for those of you in Canada. And, of course, she has won just about every major award in the adult entertainment industry that I think that there is to dating, though. I know that there's specific ones that she'd like that she probably won't say because she's modest, but I know she is an AVN Award winner. And I think she has a Fame Award and a ton of other awards, too. And I think hers came forward, a movie, a Pirates movie, that was really one of the first big blockbuster adult movies, the Pirates franchise. I think it was Pirates and Pirates 2, long before, you know, the other Pirate stuff, I think, you know, kind of hit the ground running. But also for Body Heat as well. Great movies that you can also find at Digital Playground. So, but we are awaiting her, and what we will do, because I don't like to talk at this time, I really don't like to chat for too long, and hopefully we will. She'll join us, and like I said, I've got a ton of questions to probably ask her tonight, and especially, too, I'd like to get her take on social media, because for a lot of stars like her, you know, normally they kind of shy away from that. But she's very active in regards to Twitter, and also active in her own website. If you go over her website, it's got just about a little bit of everything and more. And I know that she does like live cam shows, which I think that there's one coming up pretty soon. And she also does videos for the website, into for the website, just a lot of stuff that's going on that, you know, if you go over there, even if you go over there now while you got the computer out, you can just about see how interactive her website is. And really for fans, you know, you don't want to go to just any old website where it's just a couple of pictures, that's it, and you don't even know if they run the site or not. But with this one, you can be for sure that Jessie's got her name on that one as well. And it is definitely hers, and it's, you know, something that's well worth the subscription to. So I would say if you have a shot tonight, if you're over there, check it out. Or if you are up and about and you are on Twitter, where you probably got the link for this show from, follow Jessie if you're not already. So she's over there at Jessie Jane. And I guess I'll give a shout-out, too, to, like I said, all of her other co-star in the movie Fighters. That's the one thing about that movie, before she comes on, I'll kind of explain it to you. Basically, it is a boxing movie. Not boxing in regards to, you know, fights the entire time. Actually, there really isn't, you know, her fighting scene doesn't really come until the end. But she plays a girl from the wrong side of the tracks. Caden Cross plays a girl from, you know, the rich side of the tracks. You know, rich, but they both have something in common. Both lost their mothers, and both have issues with their dads. Caden's being from the rich side of town, you know, her dad is busy and he doesn't have time to see her or be with her. And with Jessie, it's just a thing of, since their mom passed, she's had kind of a problem connecting with her dad. And for both of these ladies, they find boxing to be their away from it all. For Jessie, it came at a later point, but for Kate, it came at an early point. She was boxing already. And Jessie, who always got in trouble with school, is threatened with expulsion unless she goes to visit a trainer. And she goes there and begins working around the gym, and then she takes up an interest in boxing, so on and so forth, yada, yada, yada. Story goes on. And then comes an opportunity for both ladies to fight in an amateur boxing match. And so it's kind of, you know, along with the supporting cast in the film, but it kind of follows their road to this night in which they have to fight. Now, I'm not going to give away the ending. You'll have to watch the movie. But you learn a lot of things, especially in the final few minutes about both girls, that you never really probably would have guessed throughout the movie. And I'm not just saying that the movie is all movie. It's got a lot of great sex scenes in it, too. If you are there for that, of course, it's an adult movie. Would it be without that? But a lot of this movie, you know, even if you took away that or you edit it in a certain way, it's a movie that you would probably find in a movie theater. And that's just how good this movie is, and how great the acting is in it as well. And Jessie gives quite a great performance. Of course, she plays character named Jessie, so it was a far stretch. But it is a great role for her, in which I honestly do feel that she probably will get a nomination for come evening time. I hope so. If she doesn't, I think she's robbed. But that's just me. That's my own opinion. But catch it online, catch it, you know, buy it or whatever. But we will hope that she will join us. We will take a break, and we will be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. And welcome back, everybody. We're still kind of awaiting Jessie. I know if you tuned in last night, and if you tuned in tonight, things happen. I know they do. and hopefully we can at least get a good 15 minutes winner. Probably it'll be less than that. But while we're waiting, and I know you're like, oh, LeVar's going to stall again, but coming up for us here on Blog Talk Radio, we're coming up on a special anniversary, which is our first anniversary. And for those of you who have been listening to me for the last few years, last year, I'm a little tied as to where our actual anniversary lies. On November 5th, we started this whole kit and caboodle, started the show, started putting together what we wanted to do, joined Blog Talk Radio. But our first show really wasn't until November 12th. And actually, I think that is Jessie on the line. Let me see if that's her. Jessie, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me? I'm doing all right. I can hear you just fine.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I was saying, I think you're joining us from Oklahoma City tonight, right?
Yes, I just landed a couple hours ago.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, it is great to have you on. We only got a couple minutes, so I'm just going to go ahead and ask you some of the questions that we got. But I was talking before then about your new movie out, Fighters, that's with Digital Media. Such a great movie. It, was this really, I think, you know, when you look at all the movies that you've done, how does this movie stand out from all of the others that you've done?
Well, this one was definitely crazier because usually, you know, you get a script and you do, like, you know, Top Guns or something, and you do it. Well, for Fighters, Kaden and I actually had to train for 3 months to learn how to box and to put on some weight and muscle. So this movie was, you know, hard because I've never had to train for a movie before. And you, in the adult business, you never get told to pack on weight, But it was 3 months of training, and then we shot for 2 weeks, and it was a hardcore movie. It was a really emotional movie, but it was really fun. You know what I mean? Like, I still box once a week now, and to sit there and do something that nobody's done in the business yet was just awesome. You know what I mean? Like, it was a really, like, honestly, Fighters is my favorite movie I've done. And I didn't know it would be because it was so, you know, hard to train for. You know, I was like, oh, my God, you know, is this worth it? Is it going to be good? And then I saw it, and it's, you know, awesome.
Well, it definitely should be something you should be proud of. I was telling everybody before you came on, I was like, it's one of those movies where even if, you know, you took out the sex scene, it's a great movie, and you just add it in, that's bonus. You know, it's like it's, everything is great about this movie. If it does not... I'm predicting a lot of awards for it come the award season time, so I know that it will do well. But you've been busy as of late. You've been very busy, young lady. You've got a lot of things on your plate. You just came out with a couple of things, or you got a couple of things that's out there. You've got a brand new Fleshlight, I believe, right?
Yeah, they finally did My Ass and Mouth, which people have been asking for. So that actually just released maybe 3 weeks ago, which was pretty cool because it's like the number one selling men's toy. So that was cool, and I love Fleshlight.
And then you've also got your own brand of tequila, I understand?
Yes, my tequila launches in a couple of weeks. It's going to be crazy. Setting up the parties in Vegas right now. And, of course, we'll do a huge New Year's Eve party. It's Diosa Tequila, which it's awesome. It's like flavored tequila. We have a badass silver. And then we have mango, apple, almond, and cafe caramel. It's so good. Like, girl, the people that can't handle tequila will like this because it's smoother. You know, like girls, we have the girly flavors.
Yeah, I know. It's like normally when I go out with some girls, we're like, oh, have a shot of tequila. No, thanks, I can't. So...
Yeah, this is what I follow my panty droppers.
I may have to pick up a case. you know, CNBC has called you the face of modern porn. Now, do you feel a certain pressure to be the face of the industry, or is it, you know, something that, you know, you're... you know, you don't feel that you are, and that there's other people, or, I mean, how does that make you feel when somebody calls you to actually be face of, you know, an industry that you're in?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's awesome. It's very flattering. And, you know, and I love it. You know, I would gladly take the responsibility of being it, the face of the industry, because it's, you know, I'm probably one of the ones that's been around the longest, you know. And if you see the way I've held my career, I would be the one that girls, especially new girls, should follow, because, you know, I treat it as a business. And I enjoy it, make good stuff, but I also take care of myself. You know that it's a business, and I don't wear myself out, is a nice way to put it.
Definitely. Now, you know, I was going to say, you know, you have such a great balance that, you know, in between mainstream and porn. Would you like to always maintain that balance, or will you eventually shift more towards mainstream as we kind of go ahead?
Well, I like porn. That's just what I like to do. I like to have sex. And it's great. Like, I like to get to do mainstream stuff when I, you know, the little things that I've got to do have been awesome. You know, it's a bonus. And it's something different and something fun. Would I look to change my career? No. But would I like to do more projects? Of course. And I'll be doing a lot of mainstream, like, event stuff with my tequila when it comes out, you know, but that at Cindy Taylor, you know, is going to step away from the Jesse thing.
And speaking of upcoming projects, is there any upcoming projects that's coming out that you'd like your fans to be on the lookout for?
Oh gosh, I have a lot of movies. In fact, I just got back from shooting a movie called Love Jesse, where I play a sex therapist, and they all kept calling it the rapist because of the way it's spelled. which was fun because, you know, we had Riley Steele and Alexis Texas and really hot girls, and it's really good scene. Some French girl, I don't know her name, but she was hot. And so that's fun. We have a big movie with a lot of big girls in it coming out called Like Mother, Like Daughter. But I don't know when that's going to get released.
Somehow I missed my invite to mail, but I understand. Now, with the internet, you know, it's so, you know, I guess social media in the area really propelled this industry in the last decade, and with so much and so many sites out there. Do you have the time to see or read what's said about you, or do you just prefer to not read it and keep looking forward?
I used to read stuff, and then I just don't, because you have people that just love you. I have, like, great fans, and then you have the people that just want to put you down because they have nothing better to do. You know what I mean? And so I don't care what people think. You know what I mean? So I don't read it. I don't care because, I mean, like I said, I have such amazing fans, and I really don't have time to read it. And I really, sometimes I don't want to know. Now, I've been getting these crazy fighter reviews sent to me from, you know, my publishers and stuff. She's like, no, you've got to read these. And not everybody's raved about fighters, which, you know, and that they loved my, which is funny to say this, they loved my acting in it. It's funny to say for a porn, but no, so, you know, the fighters thing is getting crazy, and I don't know. I'm excited. So, but no, I don't read that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you should be excited about fighters. It's like I was telling you, I was like, you know, in that movie, it was like when you're watching it, I mean, even I saw a lot of the extras on there too. And you talked about, you know, how it was a different role for you because you weren't really glammed up. You were, you know, tomboy. And I was just like, even as a tomboy, she was still sexy, but it was like, you know, she came across as like, you know, it was such a believable character. It's something that you could see, you know, if I went to a movie theater, it was so real. It was, you know the characters, and you're kind of like, you know, enthralled with the whole thing. So, no, you should be proud of that. I mean,
It was definitely different because, you saw my wardrobe. I'm the one that, you know, Kaden still got to dress up. She was the pretty rich girl. And I had to be the girl from the wrong side of the track, although I loved my hair. And I actually loved playing that kind of character. Like, it was different for me. And it was crazy for me to do, like, the crying things because I'm not a crier. pretty happy person. But so they really just, you know, Robbie D is a great director and really just pulled it out of me and, like, helped me go to that place. And I don't know, it was just a fun movie. And like I said, I still box. In fact, I box tomorrow. I just flew home. I called my trainer. I was like, I want to box. So it was something.
I know you're talking about boxing. And that's like, that was, you know, before then, had you had any experience with boxing, or was it one of those things where you kind of had to learn to be both a bad fighter and a good fighter to kind of show the character's range?
Yeah, no, I've never had boxing training before, so I definitely had to train. And then what was crazy is I was, like, getting really good at it. So then when we actually started shooting the movie, then I had to be, like, you know, throw bad punches until I was training and learning in the movie. So I had to learn how to throw a bad punch, but I still throw a mean punch. I love it. Like, all my friends, because I hang out with a bunch of guys, because I'm actually a tomboy in person, like, in real life. Like, I, you know, so I, like, sit there and, like, mess around with them and hit them. They're like, I wish you never did that movie. You can actually hit now.
Oh, wow. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, now next year is going to be you started in this industry, what, around 2002?
Yes.
So next year is going to mark a decade for you in this industry. What's changed for you in the industry since your start then in 2002 to now?
Well, you know what? It's different. Like, how do I put it? The internet's kind of killed the business, so I feel like the industry's gotten smaller. Now, it hasn't, like, affected me per se, but, you know, you see too many girls come in and out real fast. A lot of companies shutting down. The internet, all these free internet sites just, like, kill it, you know what I mean? So even your shows, like AVN and stuff, got smaller because you have all these companies that are not out, and with the economy bad, it's kind of crazy. So it's not as big with other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Industry's changed, because, like, for me, I'm lucky. I've always had a contract with digital, and digital always does good. So, you know, it's been good the whole time, but the industry otherwise, you know, there's no stars anymore.
Yeah. Well, I would say there is a star. It is definitely you, and I can't believe we're running out of time here. We only got 2 minutes. But I would love for you to come back whenever you have, like, free time. Love to have you back. But definitely, if you want to catch Jessie, catch her on Twitter at JessieJane and then at JessieJane.com. And with a minute left, I will leave it to you to send any special shout-outs or messages to your fans.
Hey, guys. I love you guys. I swear y'all are the best fans. Y'all fucking rock. I love it. And thanks for liking to watch me have sex, because it's awesome. I have fun doing it, so I'm glad y'all enjoy it too. And just, I love you guys.
Well, we definitely love you, Jessie. I know I can speak for all of your fans, this fan included, and we definitely love you, and keep doing what you're doing, because we love seeing you. And best of luck with the upcoming projects. Like I said, I love Fighters. If you have not seen it, get it. And definitely go and support Jessie on her website. And I would love it if you could come back sometime soon, and we can chat a little bit longer about some stuff. So we'll have to work on that one of these days. One of these days I'll get a studio and we can do all this, like, in person. But yeah, I definitely would love you to come back soon. So Mi Casa is...
Of course. Absolutely.
And I also want to thank, before we get out of here, Digital Playground and Jennifer and everybody there who kind of helped facilitate everything here. And once again, special thanks to Jessie Jane. Go out, catch her on her website, and hopefully she will be back here sometime soon. And the clock on the wall is telling us we're out of time. I hate time.
What?
But, Until next we meet, I am LeVar. Thank you so much for listening to the 401 Lounge, and we'll see you next time.